We do it every week at this time. It is Friday Frivolity. And for that, I throw it to myself, Donovan, as we do a segment on Tuesdays called This Week in Sports History.
We do.
The acronym TWISH is what we refer to it as. And we find fun clips from sports past and play them for you. Well, sometimes I'll put some on the list that are maybe a little too long, maybe need to be dove into a little bit further. So for that, I've brought you two fun clips from Sports Pass today. The first one is of Mickey Mantle, and he is telling a story from 1957. I'm not sure if you're familiar, Donovan, with the Copacabana nightclub incident and the Yankees in 1957.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Well, I'll let Mickey tell most of this story, but just know the boys had a good night. They went out for some dinner. Several Yankees, including Mickey Mantle, Yogi Berra, Whitey Ford, and Hank Bauer, and as well as Billy Martin, I believe. Yeah, Billy Martin as well. And they go see Sammy Davis Jr. at the Copacabana Room, but this is one of the more insane tales I've heard.
Okay.
It's classic old school baseball, classic old guy opinions on things and how they react to things. So let's let Mickey break down the Copacabana incident from 1957.
Well, one of the stories that everybody wants to know about, it seems like, is the old Copacabana incident. It was in 1957. It was Billy's birthday, so it had to be in May. And me and Whitey gave him a birthday party, and we invited Yogi and his wife Carmen, Hank Bauer and his wife Charlene, me and Merlin and Whitey and his wife Joni, a couple more of the Yankees and their wives. And we took them all down to Denny's Hideaway, which was an old favorite place of mine and Billy's. And we had a couple of drinks down there, and then some steaks or something. Then we had a few more drinks. Anyway, by the time it was getting around 10 o'clock, about the 10 o'clock show at the Copa was getting ready to start, so we said, why don't we go down and catch Sammy Davis, you know? So we all go down there, and they give us a big table, you know, in the middle of the room. And about, we had a couple of drinks, I guess, there. And then about that time, here come two bowling teams in that had both won their divisions in the bowling alley something, and they was all feeling pretty good, too. Anyway, they got to talking kind of loud and getting on to Sammy or something, and I think it might have been Hank said, hey, come on, you guys, cool it a little bit. We got our wives here, and you're embarrassing them, you know.
So, just to recap, we're probably 8-9 drinks in.
Sure.
We've had a steak. We're out with the boys and the wives.
And they're not going to let these bowling dudes come
dudes.
In.
We're the Yankees.
Right. This is Mickey Mantle in it. Yeah, hey, we're not going to let you come in and show us up.
You're embarrassing the women. Why don't you pipe down over there, bowling team? What are you going to bowl an extra strike?
I think you saw a lot of pearl clutching.
You think
from
so?
The ladies.
Yeah.
Now I want to know what the hell they were saying,
right? So he continues into what turns into a little more than just a verbal altercation.
Well, one thing led to another, and somebody said, "Well, this." Meet us around here at the corner. Of course, you don't have to tell Billy
the
watch, you know. I mean, and Hank also. So next thing I know, the cloakroom is full of people, and everybody's swinging and throwing punches and everything. Then there's a guy laying right at my feet. I'm in the back end of the thing there, and I'm just standing there. I'm watching everything. You know, I never did hit anybody or anything. I didn't get hit or anything. But somebody had hit a guy because he's laying at my feet, and I thought it was Billy at first, and I picked his head up. And I saw it wasn't Billy, so I dropped it back down. But anyway, the next day when we went to the ballpark, the headlines was Yankees in Copa fight and all that, Billy Martin this and that. Just as soon as we got to the ballpark the next day, Billy Martin started packing his bags in the clubhouse. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm gone. I said, George Weiss just looking for a chance to get rid of me anyway, you know. And he had warned us a few times about missing planes and trains and stuff like that.
So we've had some things go on that have led us to maybe an impasse with ownership on how we're acting off the field.
Just think about those times where those guys didn't care about their bodies.
Dude.
They're smoking in the dugout probably. In
cigars,
the clubhouse.
Not just cigarettes.
Right, everything. Drinking, having a brew after the game in the clubhouse.
Porterhouse after every game.
You're not even seeing any of that now. That's And he said, well, yeah, I messed up. I just need to pack my stuff and get out of here. Before anything even happens, he's packing his bag.
All right, let's let Mickey take us home, because it doesn't end there. The Billy Martin story will sort of end and pick back up later, but he does end up getting let go in Kansas City, and they all end up in court.
Okay.
And sure enough, later on that year, we go to Kansas City, and Billy got traded. But before that happened, I'll tell you, one of the funniest parts of the whole thing was one of the guys, I guess the guy that got hit so hard, sued Hank Bauer for I don't know how much. But anyway, we all had to go to court. And I'd never been in court before. And in fact, I think that's the only time I've ever been on a witness stand in my life. They asked Hank questions and Whitey questions and Billy questions and everything. And they finally called me up to the witness stand, and I was sitting there, and the judge looks over at me and said, Mr. Mantle, said, do you have gum in your mouth? I said, yes, sir. I was scared to death, you know. He said, well, would you do something with it? So I took it out of my mouth. I don't know what to do, you know. I said, I just stuck it under the chair there, you know. So he said, well, would you tell us what happened? I said, well, I don't know, Your Honor. I was kind of in the background there. I was standing in the back, and I see this guy lying at my feet, and I picked him up, and I looked at him. It looked like Roy Rogers rode through there on Trigger, and Trigger kicked him in the face. And everybody got a big kick out of that. And the judge says, case dismissed.
It's like, all right, everybody, everything sounds good here.
So now we're just popping jokes. You're yeah. Mickey Mantle.
Well, he's got his gum under the chair now.
That is insane.
So disrespectful.
Well, it really is. Oh, I don't know what to do. Could you do something about that? Okay. Yep. Not this.
And then after that, they were like, you know what? Head on home, Mr. Mantle. You're in the clear.
Yeah, and all these Yankees, you go right ahead and play ball. Like, how many times did they go out in that period of time and get into so much of a dust-up? And because they're the Yankees, no one cares. They just get away with it.
It's a self-serving circle where they're doing it because they're the Yankees, and they're getting away with it because they're the Yankees, especially at that time. I think I have another – we had another point in here where I think it was in 1959 or 1961, something like that. The Yankees fell into last place for the first time in like 19 years. So at this time, they are literally the kings of sport. They are the kings of that city. They can go and do whatever they want,
right.
And they were.
God, I'll take advantage of that, too.
Heck
yeah.
He stuck his gum under the chair.
That's an insane story. I've never heard that before.
I'd heard it through, like, I think Ken Burns Baseball did, like, two minutes on it, and, like, you hear. But this was from a Mickey Mantle documentary called the American Dream, and it's just Mickey for like an hour just doing a little interview, having a time.
Kind of makes me wonder what the bowling team was saying to Sammy Davis. They must have been throwing out some hard stuff.
And it's Mickey Mantle,
Sammy on the stage.
So like, surely the bowling team, when they turned around, was like, "Hey, there's Mick." That's Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, they have to
and
be
Yogi
recognizable.
Berra.
All right.
And Whitey.
Billy Martin.
It's like the most famous Yankees at the time. They knew what they were getting themselves into, and apparently still were like, how about we go to this room back here and have us a little tussle?
And that, the bowling team. It just sounds like they're the biggest nerds out there trying to go head-to-head with the Yankees.
Coming off of a championship night.
I'll ask my bowling sources.
Oh, thank you, Tip.
Yeah.
And it looked like he got kicked in the face by Trigger.
Case dismissed.
That dude must have knocked that dude out. Dude, that's great. I've never heard that. That's
incredible. We'll save Carlton Fisk and Deion Sanders for another week.